You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. The package is back in the studio, as is Az. Welcome. Welcome all.
Thanks, Brett. Good to be back once again.
I like that
he's got that on a string now.
There was a little bit of a wait there for the package to speak first as quiz champion. I think is that a bit of respect being shown? Or
I'm sick of hearing it.
It's a good comeback last week.
Yes, people have been saying, you know, what's the greatest Australian comeback? Steve Bradbury package on radio. It's pretty neck and neck.
It was the Olympic spirit, you know, like it was the same timing, just really inspired victory. Did want to quickly cover that was Gotcha and Kimbra.
Isn't it Gotcha?
Oh, I say Gotcha.
Gotcha.
I believe it's jogging, not jogging. Anyway, Song Theme's back. That's why I wanted to bring it up. That is song one of the song theme.
In popular demand too.
I've just all week. Why were the week off? Don't rest a good thing. You know, you should be flogging the song, theme to death. Just should be on each week. But it's back. It's back. We will have the quiz and we'll talk a bit of footy as per usual. We do want a quick cover off on COVID. We don't, and then no more mentioning it for the rest of the show.
Do you reckon COVID's deteriorated since we've been on this show?
What do you mean?
I think the whole the situation has deteriorated since we've been on this show. And whenever we talk about it, it seems to pop its head up even more. I think we don't talk about it.
So don't just say nothing.
But if you've got a big, you did say quick. So what did you want to say?
Oh, just New South Wales disappointing. They're buggered. That's about
it. Skipped 500. So
anyway,
moving on.
We'll jog on. very quick. I like it. Very quick this week. How'd we pull up for footy? Well, as you had the coaching duties, didn't you? So
lost his voice, I reckon.
Yeah, lost my voice from yelling at you boys all day. Get in the back line. And start running, Brett.
So. The ball goes both ways.
It was good to be back and good to be out watching a bit of local footy again after quite a bit of time off. So it's good.
Yeah, probably a bit too much time off of my liking. The body didn't hold up too great. And yeah, luckily the ball wasn't up mine too much, but probably still a bit too much for my liking.
Oh, but you
wouldn't have been your match preparation.
Yeah, I was going to say you're a pretty good match prep, so I wouldn't have been too worried about you really. I mean, you're being modest there. Usually you're tip top, Nick.
Good build in. Didn't go the typical 8 dim sims before the game either, so I think that really threw me.
We will touch a bit more on the game later on, but I did want to throw quickly bit of news today. Around BHP, did see they bought...
Yeah.
Did you see that, Wilbur?
I have seen that. I'm very much interested in this transaction because my second biggest holding is Woodside, so...
Look out. If you didn't hear... we probably don't know too much of the facts yet, but BHP sold... They're selling
the majority of their oil and gas assets. So to basically Woodside. They're sort of exiting and then... Woodside's doubling down on their assets, so it's a bit of a tale of, you know, two people very much in the same industry, but one's going one way and the other one's going the other.
Yes. Anyway, I just sort of thought that if you didn't catch that today, I think it's a pretty big,
it's massive
news. Yeah,
massive for BHP to see what happens to it, because, you know, that's been a bit of its bread and butter as well as.
Would that be nearly our biggest company in Australia market cap wise, other than the mighty CBA? I think I have them covered, but
I saw a comparison to Woodside and Afterpay.
Afterpay?
Yeah.
We can talk about it offline,
but yeah. It's pretty interesting because it's talking about having the same market cap and then more or less some interesting fundamentals as to what's driving the support behind it.
Afterpay's never made a profit, I didn't think, though.
It hasn't. I'll talk to you about the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anything on that one, Bill? Go on.
I was going to say, great topic. Let's talk about COVID, Cuomo.
Straight over my head.
Yeah, it is interesting. has taken a new shape. The show since
it's like a giant cap.
No, I'm not copying any excuses from you either, Billy. But you should be across this stuff. But we chatted about.
I hope he is because it was his job.
That's what I mean. I'll forgive Azavid.
I'm not inside council for BHP. Come on.
So, probably like the table tennis quote is getting out of hand too. Heard he's he was late tonight to the show. Playing table tennis.
Had a tie incident. Got his tie caught up in his his bat and terrible.
So it's a bit disappointing. Now I did want to quickly go back on that. What I was going to say is that the dynamics have changed on the show since having you two on as guests. It has become more than about 90% sport, and the which I'm favourable of. I feel that rugby union's decreased too because it's 3-on-1 rather than.
You're the one that keeps bringing it up.
Well,
I was happy to go a whole episode.
Do you want to have a quick yarn about it? The Wallabies.
No, I don't want to talk about them. But Billy's just going next.
Next side.
Press the button.
I didn't go to the ad. Know, Brett, that you liked a bit of a financial edge to the show, so I'm going to bring some stuff.
Yeah, well, you can. This is for those you don't know. Like I've. So you prepare the show and press the buttons. And I asked the lads for content most week and it usually falls on deaf ears.
Well, we only talk about it on a high level. Obviously, we only give general comments and we don't give anything tailored. But, we enjoyed talking, I guess, about some specific equities that we liked and some more market-type stuff. So maybe next week we can all bring an interesting company that we like the look of.
No dramas. I'm thinking we've got a new segment, the Finance 15.
I'm always happy for you guys to bring any content you like. It doesn't have to be finance. So if you want to help me out, and those listening, if you do want to, any topics you do want us to chat about, always get on the Facebook page, send us a message, and we're happy to dissect any queries.
I've got one thing for next week. Let's bring an interesting word, a new word that you haven't. Yeah, bring in the word. We won't keep it just to financial. You know, we'll bring up everybody's.
Does it have to be in the dictionary?
No urban dictionary. Yes. I know. No. There you go. very good. Well, action packed show coming up. Well, as I said, we'll be chatting some local footy, the national game as well, being at AFL. We'll also have the quiz. So stick with us. Song two of the song theme coming up. This is Adele, Someone Like You.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook, Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor. Do you run a business here in the Goulburn Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Farmers, for the Goulburn Valley's best tractor and farm machinery repairs, spares and servicing, it's got to be Goulburn Valley Ag. With a direct-to-farm service and modern workshop, our team of fully qualified repair and service agents have the experience and know-how to get you back doing what you do best. Whether it's hay or tillage equipment, or tractors both large and small, GV Ag have the right solution for you. With the number in your phone, 58325 500. That's 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look?
Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. A few people, well done getting the song theme coming in. For those, but I won't spoil it. Just no, well done. Well done, Will, in the studio got it. Still one song to go. We've had Gautier.
Yeah, good work.
And Kimbra, someone that I used to know, and Adele, Someone Like You. No, it's not that they both have some in their name. That's like not very an inventive theme.
It could have been.
It could have been. Song three doesn't, I can guarantee. Well, we did speak a bit about the local league. Few forfeits around, I saw. That's a bit unfortunate. What do you put that down to? Just COVID inactivity, COVID belly?
Some of it was, but I think one game...
Be careful, we're on air.
Yep. One game may have been tactical.
Tactical?
Mm. Well, we've got...
We won't name names.
bottom of the ladder versus top of the ladder, and forfeit and take the 2 points each.
Mm.
But also the club probably didn't have enough players, but surely you can get between two teams, you can get one team.
At least one team.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway... is what it is. We certainly did not forfeit. Two wins. One more comfortable than the other. Yeah. Over at Undira.
We made it hard for ourselves.
In the ones or the twos?
In the ones.
Never in doubt. Never in doubt in the twos. Will Work, I must say, did have a... Will Work in the studio, he had the tape around his melon.
Yeah. It worked for the first half and obviously, you know, performance came out, but then it dropped off after I took it off.
I was at a loss. Anyway, I've got photo evidence too, which is good. So like it's good to have that stuff.
You got to have a laugh.
No, you do.
You can't take yourself too seriously.
I think it's a saying about that, like joking about yourself or something like that. If you can't, you know.
Yeah, it was good. It really held your hair out of your eyes too.
So much hair.
Flushed with hair. Yeah. We'll move on then from local footy. Who do we have next week?
Merch. Grasshoppers.
Sorry for the listeners at home too that local footy's turned into dookie footy too. I do apologise. But that's just the condensed version we have these days.
We're really just localising the footy. It's just to one area.
We're just waiting for the finals too. We won't feature, I don't think.
We can if we beat Merch.
In the twos or the ones?
Yeah, twos.
Merch twos are going okay, just quietly.
I think both teams can technically still make it, but we both need
to win by
pull one off this weekend to get a win sort of thing.
Mm. So it's sort of similar to David Teague saying last week that they were a mathematical chance to make it, Carlton were. It's like,
Never say never, but.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's right. We'll see how we go against Merch. I'm very confident. AFL, we will move on because there's a fair bit happening. It's getting to the business end of the year. We better start with the Dons and the package. They're in the eight. Do you reckon they will hold on?
Yep. They've come in with some great form. They're going to absolutely pants Collingwood.
Collingwood, going to pants, right. Yep.
And my boy... Jake, he's probably going to kick six this week or something like that, like something silly. He just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, gee. Right. Okay.
Number one player in the comp at the moment.
Number one player in the comp?
Yep.
Okay.
I was on one of the radio, one of the TV shows on Monday night. Since round 14, he's the number one player in the comp.
Voted by who?
But like on what basis?
I was calling in.
He was a catch.
Right. Yeah. That makes more sense. I'm having a bit of troubles with the fixture.
Bailey Frisch. Is it Frisch?
Seven.
Frisch, yes.
Frisch.
Seven. Frisch, yeah.
He's from Coldstream.
Needs a better haircut.
Coldstream. Look that one up. That's Coldstream. Town. It's not far from, too far from Melbourne. I believe it's northeast of Melbourne, I'm going to guess.
Cool.
Anyway.
Fun fact, Brett.
Yeah, fun fact. Always here for the fun facts. Did want to quickly chat about... the sound. Can anyone hear the sound that's coming?
No.
The big, big sound?
No.
From the west of the town.
No.
Oh, it's just, it's getting bigger. They're seventh, 10 and 10 in a draw. And this week, the mighty Giants have...
what's their run home?
They've got Carlton.
Might be down to go, and they might get up for Teague's last game.
Yeah, last game of the year, Wilbur. So that is the run home, Carlton. Yeah, that's it. So if we look at the ladder, Giants 42 points, not confirmed in. Eston 40, West Coast, the Pigeons, they've slipped out to...
Wet toast.
The wet toast pigeons. Yeah, right. Frio, Hevo. Yeah, they had a win. So they're on 40 points as well. The Tigers, as do we want to quickly talk about them, or are we just
no.
We're
going move on from
there. I did want to ask, is it next year for the Tigers, or is it sort of fell off and they reckon, is it they'll slide off. Further, I'll or do you reckon off. They'll come back in? Thoughts?
No, I think they've had a fair chunk of injuries this year, which they haven't seemed to get back at the right time and all together at once. So, and they're still a pretty young list. I think they're seeing a stat that they're probably the third youngest list in the comp. So,
are they?
Yeah.
I was seeing, like, also literally reading an article today about how many older fellas they've got. Is it just like a big gap?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's just a few older.
There's some old, and then there's some really young.
Yeah.
Well, that's positive.
Well, I think once you get rid of Lance's, not get rid of, but if you're excluding Cochin, Hooley, Rewald, a lot of quiet.
And Dusty, he's 32.
Is he?
Yeah. Gee. Or 30, 32.
Well, difference.
Still,
anyway.
It's got three in it.
Yeah, no. I'm with you, Az. I think they can get back in. I think they're a bit of a, unfortunately, might end up a bit of a Geelong and just be thereabouts.
We'll be back.
Consistent.
Three in a row.
Yep. If you can, well, mathematically, I think they can still
make it. I think I read a thing the other day. It says, we've got to win by 160 points this week and have 10 other games go our way. So there's a chance.
And have Essendon get done for drug cheating again.
Yeah.
And kicked it.
Never confirmed.
we'll take that off air, but they did lose their points.
So no more burning this week? Or do we make a prediction last round as to who goes on?
Well, yeah, we will burn. I want to focus on those four teams I mentioned. I will just quickly go around, just in two words, who's in of those four teams. For me, it's Giants, Essendon.
Yeah, I'd stick with that myself.
Yeah, definitely.
Where's Freo at the moment?
So yeah, Freo are 40. So they're on equal points with Essendon. Giants and Essendon both do need to win because Freo have Saints, so a winnable game, and our Pigeons have the Lions, so that one's a bit tougher.
Pigeons will get done.
I reckon Freo will jump in. I reckon there'll be a few upsets this week.
So Carlton upsetting Giants or are the Pies upsetting the Dons?
I reckon Pies might upset the Dons.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. I'm feeling it.
I don't mind that. Package is... he's left the studio. He's gone.
Yeah, he's broken a window on the way out.
He's not very happy with that. interesting. I did want to... Before we get to the top end of the ladder and a bit of burning...
Game of the round will be North Crows.
North Crows. How's that?
What's the last game of the round?
Oh, yeah. Well, true. And what a way to finish. 17th versus 18th as the last game.
17th versus the last
one. Yeah, that's deserved.
That is.
But probably the best of the weekend will be the first one, Port and West.
Bulldogs. Yes, Port and the Dogs. I did want to quickly, before we go to the top four, top six, Carlton, a bit of a clean out happening. Coach isn't gone yet, but president is gone. Eddie Betts has finished up. Mark Murphy's finished up. Levi Casbolt has finished up. Bit of a change. What do we read into that? I guess, like, are they, I sort of say, like, are they bottoming out? But they're already sort of down there at 13 anyway. I don't know what to think about the Blues.
Yeah, it seems as though they need a coach to come in that's probably got a bit more discipline. And it seems as though they just run right and do whatever they want. Someone that's going to whip them into shape a little bit. But. Yeah, it's a hard one.
Has there been a worse team of the 21st century than the Blues?
Could you say Melbourne?
Close. Yeah, it's probably fair. They've been very disappointing until the last three, 4 years. Yeah. Like, they made a prelim, this year. Yeah, Melbourne. Okay.
I mean, Gold Coast would be worse, but that's probably a bit of an asterisk.
Yeah, they've only been here for part of it. But yeah, sorry, I wasn't including the expansion clubs, but. Yeah, Giants probably.
They've been better than them anyway.
Oh, and there's a big sound coming too. You can hear it from a mile away.
Yeah, it's just your arrogance.
That's
a sound.
They will wrap it up.
No, they won't.
Okay, moving on to the top four, top six. So we got Melbourne 66. They've locked a spot in the top four. Cats 64. Port Adelaide 64. Bulldogs 60. Lions and Swans on 56 points. So bit happening there. I'll just read out quickly. So Sydney and Brisbane, who are fifth and sixth, have Suns and West Coast. So both winnable games. Bulldogs versus Port. Who do we have there? Because that'll have fair implications, I think, there. So if the Bulldogs drop that, they're a fair chance to go out of the four. Do you think that's a chance they lose there to the Port?
Where are the first week of finals going to be played? Like, who knows where they're going to be played anyway, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I read a thing yesterday saying that the Melbourne and Geelong game, they may as well just lose it because either way they're going to be playing interstate.
So it doesn't.
Why, you may as well rest some players.
That's why, I guess looking at
it doesn't look like finals are going to be played in Melbourne.
Regardless, so it's sort of for the Bulldogs this week though. Like if they slip out of the four, that's more where obviously they don't have the double chance. Mm. But that is interesting. Yeah. I haven't sort of thought that far ahead. So is it West Coast where they're going to play stuff, or like a grand final? I'm assuming it's going to be in Perth.
I think they're still hoping to have 50% capacity in Melbourne. But as the situation here doesn't get that much better that quickly, I think it's more and more likely it's going to be in WA.
It becomes increasingly difficult, I guess.
Which it would be interesting to have it in WA because you think, except for say when Sydney played West Coast, there hasn't been too many neutral venues for grand finals sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it's because I don't think any of the WA teams are going to make it. So have it over there. It's going to be a neutral ground, which is good.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Oh, it's a good ground. It feels louder than...
The acoustics there are pretty epic, apparently.
Yeah, anyone who's been...
It was designed for the acoustics. Mm. A good pub nearby, too.
Good. Ticks all the boxes there.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think that's probably the main game there, Western Bulldogs versus Port, in terms of implications for the ladder positions at the top there. Otherwise, not many other teams can move. And as pointed out, I can only move one or two. Are we burning anyone? Is there anyone you've... just seen enough of? I think we only left a Melbourne, Geelong, Port, I think, in the Dogs.
Burn the Dogs.
We've burnt the rest. You want to burn them?
Yeah.
Two losses in a row?
We may have burnt Port Adelaide earlier in the year.
Bring them.
Well, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we?
No, I don't think we did.
Go back. I was going to say, they've won five in a row. I hope we haven't burned them.
Go back in the bin and stitch that back together.
Yeah, do you want to unburn anyone? The Dons is not an appropriate answer.
No. We're not unburning you. No,
thank you.
No, thanks. Yeah, that's what I thought.
This is a lot of footy talk too.
Well, actually, next on my thing was the Wallabies, but we mentioned that briefly earlier.
No.
Huh? Do we mention them? Do we mention the Wallabies?
Not really.
Well, they lost again.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're actually making some pretty big changes to their international selection rules.
Yeah.
That are massive. That they originally had, you have to basically play 60 caps for Australia to be able to still play for Australia and then go overseas and still be contracted overseas. It's basically encouraging people to still be contracted here in Australia, but that's limiting people's opportunities in terms of monetary value.
So 60 caps within the local...
For the Wallabies. So they brought it in for Matt Giddo, who had played 60 caps or 60 starts. And basically for the World Cup, they brought it in that he could come back and play for Australia so long as he had played for 60 caps. So
is it a rule at the moment if you have an international contract, you can't play for the Wallabies?
Basically, you haven't played enough games for the Wallabies. So now they're scrapping that completely so that we can pick the best team out in the field. Which needed to happen. because it's so, like, there's something like 60 players that are playing professionally overseas that, anyway.
I'm very confused, so I might take this off air. And
yeah, actually, okay, that's right.
I'm a bit confused by the concept. That's probably all sport. Any other sport catch people's eye? Anything off the top?
It's good to say the Poms lose again in the cricket.
They lose to India?
Yeah.
They were up on day two or three, I thought.
Comeback.
They folded.
Day five and India ran through them, so.
Any highlights? Any key?
There was a bit of lipping on the field.
How about the pitch?
What a shock.
You see that? You see that, Brett?
What's that?
The pitch invader?
Yeah, oh, yes.
He dressed up in full India kit and he walked out with the Indians.
And he was a Pom, wasn't he?
And he was a Pom, yeah. And he was just sort of like getting ready to sort of field, and the security have tapped him on the shoulder and he's pointed to the emblem saying, "No, I play for India." and apparently Bumrah took probably a good 10 minutes to try and get right again because he just couldn't stop laughing.
Couldn't? Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
That's pretty clever.
It is clever.
Rather than some nude guy that comes on and gets hit by Andrew Simons.
So the message is, if you're going to streak humorously.
Get in full kit.
Yeah. honourable mention to the Undira pub too. We did our due diligence playing out at Undira, dropped in for just one skooey moi moi.
There's probably more.
Hadn't been there before. Lovely little pub. So if you do get a chance...
Go and support the local pubs while we can as well. It's a big thing.
Do you want to shout out the other five pubs you went to that night, Bill?
We weren't going to go into that. Go on, Bill.
So you're going to talk about half the night.
Rightio. We'll have the last song of the song thing coming up now, a few sponsors, and then we'll get Mac Bang into the quiz. Can the package defend it? All sporting theme tonight, but not all AFL. So
good.
Mix up. Actually, might even throw in a few general knowledge. We'll see.
Yeah.
You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
See your local independent renovation specialist. We're a full home renovation company specialising in bathroom and kitchen renovations. Nicholas Creations are in the business of making your ideas and dreams come true. It starts with a plan and design to know what you want to achieve. We then put your plan on our design package, coordinating your project. We prepare a virtual 3D tour of your project. Once you fully appreciate the design and make sure it works for you, we will present a total package and then project manage from start to finish, giving you more time to spend with the ones you love. So why not give us a call on 0413 753 130 or check out our website at nicholascreations.org.au.
1FM sponsor. Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. I've been around tractors for many years, and myself and the girls in the office can help you with tractor parts. We supply new parts for Ferguson, McCormick, Ford, Fiat, New Holland, Sami, Lamborghini, Landini, Deutz, plus others. We also buy and sell used tractors and supply all orchard equipment and vineyard equipment. So call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 000. I will repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area, complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more. This over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor. SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today.
SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible with no upfront fee charged. What are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Thanks for our sponsors' messages then. We need the support. Did want to quickly mention the song theme. Well done if you're playing at home and you got it. All three songs were from 2011. Now, that I do have the arrows in front of me, the top 50 from that year.
Bonus points for what was number one.
Yeah, quickly name them in order in your head.
Gotcha. Adele and then that.
Correct. Yeah, correct order, Wilbur. Well done. And you get the song theme after the second one, so on fire. Number two for the year it was Gotcha and Kimbra. Someone Like You was number four for the year, and Jar of Hearts was in the 30 somewhere. Disappointing. Number one for the year was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO. Good year to graduate, 2011.
Really?
Yeah, really good year.
Good year to be in year 10.
Great year. Quiz time. Defending champion. You ready? No four-pointers on the last question tonight. So you need to be within striking distance. There's 11 questions. Buzz in with your name and we'll get cracking because the news is not too far away. Name the three Brownlow medalists in 2003.
Package. Ricciuto, Goods, Buckley.
Correct. Off to a flyer. Just a quick thing on the
no need for facts.
Questions. I can give you a fact. Mark Ricciuto would have won if it was on countback under the old rule.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say these questions, I feel there's a lot that are Billy Az territory and then there's some lay down Mazares for you. So rush in.
Good,
right?
good. That's why I was just trying to, psych out Bill by getting this done quickly.
1997 and 1998 in the AFL had the same Norm Smith medalist, the same Premier, and the same Brownlow medalist. Can you name all three?
Package. Andrew McLeod, Adelaide, Robert Harvey.
Oh, he's off to a flyer. Jeez. That's not bad. That's impressive. The package is off to a flyer. 2-0. Could he fall over?
I hope so.
Moving away from AFL.
Good.
And moving away from sport.
Good.
What is the capital of Spain?
Will. Barcelona. Oh, Madrid, G. You can't give that to me. No. Ooh. Bugger.
As Madrid.
Good steal. As 1 point.
It came out of my mouth and I corrected myself.
I was waiting for one of them to buzz in and As was first to buzz in. That is disappointing. I said not to. I wasn't going to time you out too.
You weren't going to time me out.
No, I wasn't. As in, not too quickly. Anyway.
I get the sympathy of the fans.
Fan.
I don't think Neil's
listening at home at the moment.
Yeah, you're gonna get sledge like last time. 2014 in the Super Rugby, who won the Premiership package?
Brumbies.
No, but I think they won 2004. So you're just 10 years off.
I want to see what Aaron reckons here.
Waratahs.
He's got.
Oh,
that was a bit of a stitch up on Will. I should have picked one where it wasn't an Australian team, but
and I would have. All right, who won 2011?
That's not one of the questions.
The year 2011 team tonight. I stitch up.
You know what, Will?
I went in too cocky.
I'll give you a point for that question.
For the scoreline.
You name the scoreline and who they beat. that's pretty.
They beat the Chiefs. I'm going to say Chiefs by 22-15.
Was it 23-10?
It was 33-32.
They played the Chiefs, didn't they?
I think it was the Crusaders.
Was it?
Yeah. I'll have to fact check that. I don't have that written down.
Chiefs
I was just
pretty
reading
good then.
Might have been the Chiefs.
I thought it was the Reds.
Anyway, it was 1 point. It was definitely started with C.
I'm going to stop doing this quiz.
High standards here in the quiz. Moving on from Rugger to Be Union.
The other two, give me.
Yeah, sorry. I really didn't have you anyway. Down. Scoreline is 2-2 package as. Question number 5. How many gold medals did Ian Thorpe win at the 2000?
Package.
Six.
Will.
Eight.
Can I finish the rest of the question?
Yes, she may.
Yeah, because I didn't buzz in.
How many gold medals did Ian Thorpe win at the 2004 Olympic Games?
Won four.
Athens.
Won four.
Sorry?
Won four.
Incorrect. Two. He won three at Sydney, two at Athens. Tony Lockett has kicked the most goals in the AFL ever. Who did he surpass?
Package. Coventry.
I need more information, please, because there was two Coventrys that played for Collingwood.
Gordon Coventry.
He's got it. Played in the Collingwood four-peat in the 2030s. Package three, as to Wilbur playing the game. which team has won the most rugby league flags?
As. Will.
As.
I'm going to say the Rabbitohs.
He's got it.
He's got it. Yeah, got it. As soon as he said I was just He's like, got God. It.
Well done. Yes, they do have the most with 21.
Who's their current coach as?
It's not important.
Why doesn't this quiz go into depth about anything?
Sorry, Wilf.
Anyway, let's go.
Put me out of my misery. I thought 2014 Super Rugby Premiership was fair depth.
Yeah, it was. And I think it was a bit of a guess.
Three as, anyway. Three Bill.
All good.
As is just proving a jack of all trades. We're moving away from sport. Now, can someone please name me the last three leaders of North Korea?
Will.
Yes.
Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-sun, and it's just Kim Jong, isn't it? There's just three. I know there's two of those are right.
It's close. I'm going to give him a point if I don't hear any other really close to. He's got one, and then he's got, they're all Kims, so.
Oh, it was Kim Sun. Yeah.
It was Kim Jong. So it's Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, and Kim Il-sung.
Oh.
Are the three. That's in reverse order too, I believe. I think the current one is Kim Jong-il. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Who did the Hawthorn Hawks, beat in their three consecutive... Package. Gee, we just nearly had a...
You nearly had your head thrown. Kicked in then.
Question nine.
Look at the nerves.
Three all.
No, I've got it. He'll pull his moustache off in a second.
Sydney, Freo, West Coast.
Correct.
Jeez.
4-3. Two questions to go. Name the last player to win a Brownlow in a premiership year.
As. Dustin Martin.
Correct.
How many AFL questions are in this quiz?
And question 11.
How many rugby questions were there?
Yeah, there was a few.
More than...
yeah, look, I had you in for four of these.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, the score's 4-4. So
I can't help it, the fact that they buzzed and guessed.
Yeah, they don't guess.
I'm not sure it's a guess rule.
I think Sydney Rabbitohs. Yeah, I think Az has just proven he's jack of all trades.
True.
Now, this is to tie it up. No, this is for the win, sorry. Question 11, last question. Name the capital of Hungary.
Will. Budapest.
He's coming and
he's ruined the whole game.
He's coming in right at the end. 4-1-1. I don't know what we do. Do I have a tiebreaker off the top of my head?
Pretty sure that Madrid question's probably pretty... The Madrid point's pretty questionable.
Yeah, I'd be questioning that if I was Bill.
No, I'm not questioning it at all.
Really?
Yep, and I'm the quiz master.
I gave you the answer.
Anyway, it's a draw. It's ending, you know, it's... What did Dennis Pagan say? It's like dancing with your sister. We've ended with a draw. it's what it is. We'll move on.
You blokes from Geelong.
The package is still undefeated.
Yeah, well...
Or is he? I don't know. I've lost track. That's it for this week. Stick around for the Dutch program. We've got Martin and Margaret coming up. We'll be back next week with another cracking quiz, probably a song theme. probably, some pretty unprepared banter. And, yeah, we'll see you at the same time, 6 to 7. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.